Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. After her fourth failure to appear in court, an Owatonna woman was arrested December 26th. With conditional bail set at $75,000, 33-year-old Jennifer Dawn Marks is in the Rice County Jail. A settlement hearing was held this morning on a first-degree arson charge stemming from an incident in August of 2016. She's accused of setting a fire at a home near Fox Lake in Forest Township that killed her boyfriend's dog. The fire started in a basement bedroom where Marks and the homeowner's adult son were believed to be sleeping. The son had left the home to sleep elsewhere. Marks told law enforcement that she went out the window to get help. However, 911 wasn't called until nearly 2 hours after the fire reportedly started. The family's teenage son was awakened by smoke and alerted his parents. The mother tried to get into the locked bedroom, throwing herself at the door, but couldn't open it. Unable to get in touch with him by phone, she thought he'd died. Marks later told a friend that she deliberately set the fire to get back at her boyfriend and kill his dog. The body of the dog, Kane, was found in a locked closet. Marks is facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Joshua Tarka of Northfield spent his 23rd birthday in jail last week, where he's been since late February. He's charged in a case where three Northfielders nearly died after taking oxycodone pills laced with carfentanil. According to the Northfield News, his attorney is claiming a traffic stop leading to his arrest was improperly conducted and evidence from the stop should be suppressed. Tarka is charged with 7 felonies, including 3 counts of distributing a substance that caused great bodily harm. The defense is arguing that the officer who pulled over Tarka and seized evidence from him had no basis in knowledge of criminal activity by the defendant to justify the seizure of the defendant. Originally, they called for Judge Kajacob to suppress evidence at a June 8th hearing, but they did not subpoena the officer, Thad Monroe, who searched Tarka and arrested him. Kajacob agreed to reopen the hearing and gave both sides until December 21st to submit briefs arguing for or against the suppression of the evidence. Kajacob has until January 20th to render his decision. Earlier last year, Rice County Attorney John Fossum reported that the public helped identify Tarka. And the Northfield Downtown Development Corporation was awarded a $30,000 grant through the Artists on Main Street Initiative. According to the press release, the purpose is to develop a model for community development at the intersection of arts and culture, downtown revitalization, and historic preservation. NDDC Executive Director Jenny Roney said the program will provide art and creative placemaking experiences that draw people to shop, dine, and connect in downtown Northfield. The idea is to use local artists to improve diversity and inclusiveness across cultures. The full press release is on KYMNRadio.net. News from around the state is next.